This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so here we are. It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the official in charge of the official countdown is Major Michael Harrison. But you remember when a lot of people on the air, like Shotgun Tom Kelly, there was Major Tom Lewis, and there was Colonel this guy, disc jockeys. They used to have different handles, and many of them were military handles.
Well, the ones that used to really blow my mind were the doctors. A lot of guys called themselves Doctor whatever, and they weren't doctors at all. Radio is a wonderful business in which you can give yourself a phony title and get away with it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Here I am. I call myself Dr. Doug from time to time, practicing without a license. Yeah, why not? Who's going to call me on it? You?
What type of medicine or philosophical advice do you provide?
I would provide oral medicine, probably, as much as anything else, because I'm a talker. Right, don't you think that would be appropriate?
No doubt about it.
All right, so Michael and Doug are here to go through the stories. Michael's actually here. He's the official. Remember, we just...
The official, right.
We just went through that. He's the official person with the story list and the people list. Gets published every week in his talk organ, which is called Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. And you... You can also find it at gooddayshow.com. All right. Enough of this foolishness. Let's get to the serious stories and the people of
the official. The official car of the Super Bowl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Number 10, climate change and hurricane season is upon us. Number 9, race relations and LGBTQ rights tied at number 9. At number 8, that thing we call COVID-19, and it's tied with general health issues. At number 7, the British monarchy. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs. Immigration and abortion are tied at number 5. Crime and violence are at number 4. At number 3, a whole array of Trump's legal issues. How's that? And number 2, the economy. And the highlight of that particular discussion has been the averted train strike. And, of course, inflation remains a problem. And number 1, politics and elections. I think the primary season has come to a conclusion this week, and now on to the midterms.
Yay, let's spend some money.
Yep,
radio.
On a people survey.
Spend your money.
Advertise on radio. Yeah. The people survey. King Charles III and Prince William are talked about at 10. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 9, Lindsey Graham at 8, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott at number 7, Letitia James at 6, Mark Meadows at 5, number 4, tie between the two characters running in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, Don Bolduc, an interesting candidate in New Hampshire. Number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's basically it. We have a special master, Raymond Deary, who somewhere in there we could throw him in, pointed toward the end of the week. It's kind of a mishmash this week.
Yes. Well, politics provides lots of conversation, as usual. Since the era of Rush Limbaugh, politics became the number one item, and conservative or right of center. I don't like the handle, never have, conservative, because it really has nothing to do with conservative. It has to do with being right of center or left of center in terms of actual description. By the way, speaking of Trump, this week it was announced, speaking of Limbaugh, this week it was announced by his wife that there's a book coming out with all of the Trumpisms. Why do I keep saying Trumpism? I'm talking about Limbaugh. Limbaughisms, right? This would be an interesting book, I suppose, if you're a Limbaugh fan, and there are plenty of those. The book should do quite well. noticed
it's, it. It's written or put together by or continued by his widow and his brother.
Yeah,
David von Baum.
His brother was his agent. Also served as agent for other talkers like Sean Hannity, lawyer. But he didn't have to have another client because 10% of Limbaugh's annual salary would take care of you handily. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Limbaugh generated a lot of money. When Limbaugh died, a lot of people lost a golden goose.
Right, the cash cow, if you will. Yep. Yeah. All right, so let's go to David Bolduc, if we can, for a moment. The situation in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of those wild cards. It's a state that's very unpredictable because there are some people like Ms. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, who are there, don't seem to have the same stripe as many others. There are a lot of... I was watching on WMUR, which is the Manchester station, debates this week. I don't know why I was so intrigued, but I saw one of them, and then I kept going back to listen to them try to out-conservative each other. You know, who's tied to Trump? Who is independent? Who will do the best job? It was very entertaining, actually. It was the only one of these things, and I, you know, pay much attention to them because usually it's all yeah. But there were some interesting things thrown around because New Hampshire is, again, one of those states that has very, you know, you can go to like New York, you can predict what comes out of there. Massachusetts, you can predict it. Vermont, you go out to California, you can find most states it's pretty predictable. New Hampshire is not. So it's one of the few interesting states, Michael, left to watch. So what did you find intriguing about Bolduc?
Well, he changed his tune, which is he was a election denier, mm-hmm. and then he became a election denier.
after he denied the denials.
Yeah, because the big problem that the Republicans face is in order to get the nomination, to win your primary, you have to, kiss Donald Trump's patootie. Uh-huh. And how's that?
Very good, Michael. I like
that. And then after that, you got to face the general electorate that may not be that crazy about Trump. Yep. So this is the issue that's facing a number of Republican candidates who are election deniers.
This shows you the importance of the primary, something that ever since I've been on the radio, I would talk, whether I was doing a political program or just a general interest show like I do now, it is the most important election. Very important. More important than the final election, because you weed out, or you don't, the crazies that would be in the loop. It doesn't take much. For example, in my community, there were 20%, I think 22%, 22.4% of the eligible voters turned out to vote in the primary a week ago Tuesday. So if, in fact, you only have 20% of the voting population out, you could get easily a lot of crazy nutbirds to go vote for somebody who's a crazy nutbird, and therefore kind of control the results of what's going to show up in November, right?
Well, voter turnout is the key to winning elections. And whether it's nutbirds or any other slice of the bigger pie, if you get them to come out based on the assumption that a majority will not come out, which is usually the case, mm-hmm. You're right. It could be something that is not representative of the people. And in many cases, the people have themselves to blame for not turning out.
Right. Yeah. But looking at Trump's endorsement, how it seems to be the golden ticket, even though all these probes continue, the situations with him back to this almost godlike creature that has come out of, I mean, the guy's been around for a long time. Not until he was president did people pay this much attention to him.
I mean, it was kind of a national joke. He was kind of a celebrity joke prior to becoming president.
Right.
And even when he was running for president, the spark that lit into the flame came because the media gave him a tremendous amount of attention because they didn't think he was a serious candidate, but he was kind of like ratings gold. People enjoyed watching Trump. And
right.
He had that
fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the You're Fired television show behind him. And so it's a story that historians are going to have a good time with when we're out of this era and we're all gone. It's going to be a very interesting time when 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they look back at it, and they'll have a fresh perspective for sure.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is this: there's an overview of the number of candidates where former President Trump had a say on this particular, these 200 different races. The analysis was not done by an American group, by an American broadcasting company or newspaper. It was done by the BBC. Mm-hmm. They conducted the overview of the GOP candidates endorsed by Trump. And they have won, according to the BBC anyway, 92% of the time during this election cycle, the primary election cycle. And he's endorsed 200 different candidates in various jobs around the country. So, again, you've got this cult that wants to somehow deify him. And then there are the people, if you look at the folks who didn't. So the 10 House Republicans, for example, who voted to impeach him, four retired, four lost, notably Liz Cheney. The governor of Massachusetts didn't run in the primary because his organization did polling. He's a Republican. Like, we've had three Republican governors in the last 25 years that were great, in my estimation. They got along with the Democrats, got things done, and Charlie Baker is the most recent of those. Mitt Romney and Bill Weld were the other two. But Charlie Baker had $6 million in his campaign chest. He wanted to run again, did polls. He couldn't overcome the fact that Trump didn't like him because he was too liberal and he didn't support Trump. And Trump was very present. And some guy won the GOP primary for governor that nobody ever heard of. He's got about as much chance of winning the governor's race as I do.
Well, this is what the Republicans face. It's a mixed blessing. You know, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a triple-edged sword, which we can talk about after the break.
Do that. 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay. Cubo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It'll be much in demand this week at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rallies that take place in Washington every year about this time. There are dozens and dozens of talk radio folks who go to Washington to supposedly interview and talk about what's going on with those nasty politicians who are taking advantage of you at every turn. There's a list that came out this week, Michael, I'm sure you've probably seen it, of all of the people who are in Congress who have benefited from the knowledge, the insider knowledge that they had to get themselves ahead monetarily with stock picks and things, and it's pretty outrageous, frankly. And chief among them is the phony baloney Congresswoman from my district, Catherine Clark, who is the second to Nancy Pelosi. She has enriched herself by a couple of $1 million this year because of insider knowledge. And there's a whole list, Republicans and Democrats, dozens and dozens of them, who have been outed. So will that affect who gets elected?
No.
Probably not.
Nah. No, this has been going on for years. People become wealthy by being elected to positions that pay, you know, middle-class incomes. And they come out of it after 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years as millionaires.
Yeah.
And some of it is legitimate and some of it is not. But the fact of the matter is, I'm always asked the question, why do they spend millions of dollars to get a job that only pays $100,000?
There you go. And they'll ask you that question. You'll be interviewed by every person who's at the hold your feet to the fire thing in Washington this week. Everybody wants to talk to Michael Harrison.
About 25 interviews in 2 days. I'm probably the most interviewed person there every year. But then again, I work very hard. It's a very hard 2 days for me, one after the other after the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you stop and think these interviews are from anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour. And I'm doing all of them, so they're from morning until night. Mm-hmm. But it really gives me a chance to be in the trenches and see what's going on in talk radio. Plus, I get to see a lot of my colleagues that I otherwise don't see. You know, I'm not a big fan of traveling, and I don't like to go to big cities anymore. I really don't. I become a very, very devoted small-town America person in terms of my day-to-day life. You don't need to be in big cities anymore to do business, but it's important sometimes to just get the feel of it.
Show up.
We were talking about the triple-edged problem.
The triple-edged sword, yes, please.
One part of it is that the Republicans are getting into these nominations by backing Trump and all of his platform, because that works with the aforementioned base that turns out for primaries.
Right.
You call them the wackadoos, you know. And I'm not saying they're wackadoos or not. I'm just saying they are hardcore opinion about things.
Hard to call them anything but wackadoodles, as we are finding out.
But you know, it's the same problem that Biden had with the left wing of the Democrats. So this is not right or left bias. This is just the way it is in politics. That in primaries, the extremists in each party tend to vote, and the more moderate members of the party don't vote. They wait for the general election, at which point you know, they're stuck with to go. Well, how do we wind up with this choice?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's one edge of the sword. The second edge of the sword is that, okay, most of the Republican nominees are election deniers and Trump supporters. Now what are they going to do? Sure. And that is, of course, you know, when they face the general electorate, which basically most people in this country do not like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
whether
they
all vote or not, it becomes again a matter of voter turnout. The third edge of the sword is...
Well, be saved until we come back in the next half hour, because it's 28 past the hour now.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans and illegal immigrants continue to die from the unsecure border as the surge of drugs into our country and immigrants drowning attempting to cross the raging Rio Grande River has many leaders looking the other way. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells President Biden to do his job.
Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his damn job and secure the border.
As the war rages on in Europe, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass grave site in the Kharkiv region. Ukraine's defense ministry said the burial site contains 440 unmarked graves and was found near Izium, Ukraine. Virginia has denied parole to convicted sniper killer Lee Boyd Malvo, ruling that he is still a risk to the community 2 decades after he and executed partner John Allen Muhammad terrorized the Washington, D.C. region. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, sea to shining sea. This is the internationally famous talk radio countdown program. There are others who aspire to come up with a list like this. The folks in Azerbaijan every week listen to this program as they are at war with the Armenians. Did you know that missed the top 10 story list this week? The Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are at it again after 10 years. And I likened it to... Well, I'm not being facetious, this really is going on, to the Israeli-Palestinian thing, but the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are not that popular. The Israelis, you know, the attention that has been appropriately focused on with regard to being a Jew and what happens in the world as we look back at World War II and see that horror. And I don't see as there, I think there is among the Russians a thing with Armenians, if I'm not mistaken. The Azerbaijan, there have been a number of things that have happened to Armenians in that part of the world who get out of Armenia for whatever the reason. I don't understand. I just don't understand any of it. Why do you not like somebody? Why do you not like somebody because of their name or because of their religion? Or, you know, stuff like that that is just... I saw something this week, and I know I want to get back to the third edge here, but I'm on a toot, that on one of the social media things that I follow is a focus on religion. And this week, someone who wrote for this blog said Christianity in the U.S. is quickly shrinking and may no longer be the majority religion within a few decades. The implication was that if we are not a Christian, or we call ourselves a Judeo-Christian country. So if Christianity isn't the major religion, the inference is either we have no religion or there's another religion that replaces Christianity. So what does that do to America? That's the not so subtle suggestion in this column, that if we are not a Christian nation, then we're going to go, pardon the pun, straight to hell. I find that to be, you know, the whole business of religion and all the fighting that we do about it. Maybe it's the same as politics, though, Michael, huh?
Well, maybe we all see the world through the lens of our own bias and our own experience, and our claim to embody certain virtues such as democracy, love, open-mindedness, togetherness, only goes as far as that which makes us comfortable, at which point all of our highfalutin ideals break down, and we become biased, and we become exclusionary, and... we engage in hypocrisy. So that's what you're talking about. There's nothing new about this. This has gone on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And when we talk about democracy and we talk about, you know, the majority rule, as long as it's our majority.
Well, that's what you see.
What you're saying. You're scratching the surface on a very deep subject. And we'll have the answer, folks, right after this break.
Well, there's another thing. Again, with religion, there is politics and the fact that there are some, the people who call themselves patriots, for example, there are a couple of patriotic, or with a small p, organizations who claim that freedom is on the decline if you're a conservative. I don't know about conservative, but I think using that term again, I think is misused. But people who are right of center, Republicans who like Trump, I don't know if freedom is on the decline, but respect for you and your position certainly isn't there. Look what happened to Mike Lindell this week. He says the FBI is out to intimidate him. They took his cell phone. For those of you who don't remember, Mike Lindell runs MyPillow and has been a very outspoken supporter of Donald Trump and the election stuff. So, you look around at this stuff and it just, why can't we all just get along?
Listen to you.
Yeah. Well,
You sound like a bad caller.
Thank you. I may be a bad caller. Good radio program.
No, yeah. You're fine. You're fine.
Right.
You don't mind when I tease you, do you?
No, of course not. It's all part of our friendly whatever.
Well, I mean, it's spontaneous, and sometimes I feel guilty.
No, I don't feel guilty. Yeah. Okay, the three-edged sword. We haven't got
the three-edged
third
sword.
Edge yet.
The problem with telling the payoff on this is that nobody is still around from when we set it up.
Ah, sure they are.
So you know, the third payoff is, well, perhaps these candidates that basic conventional wisdom now says may lose because the general election doesn't elect Trump, the ones that are election deniers on the Republican Party, they may win. That's the third possibility. They may win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when the Congress is packed with a majority in both the House and the Senate that believe what Donald Trump has said and act upon it?
Yeah. And so then, is it the end of American democracy? Is it the end of America? Is it the end? Period. End of story. Yeah.
Well, there are many people who believe around the world that democracy is an unwieldy and inefficient method of governing.
Yeah, no, the despots are much better. They rule much cleaner.
Right? Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Don't get taken out of context for that statement.
No. Well, listen, I do get taken out of context.
I mean, you just said despots rule better, you know, and it's not true.
Despots are cleaner.
The way I look at it, cleaner is not a good word either. The way I look at it is democracy is the best way to go, but it's extremely messy and untidy and takes a tremendous amount of work.
Yep,
it takes a tremendous amount of vigilance, and it takes a tremendous amount of abstract intelligence so that you can understand what your opponents feel and how everybody feels. If you go into a democracy just believing in your own little lane in the massive highway of you know, a big country like this, then you don't really believe in democracy. And that's what it's coming down to is, do we really believe in democracy, or are we full of shaving cream? I mean, it is that's the situation.
We're full of shaving cream, frankly.
And we are up to our eyeballs.
Yep. We are. Okay, and by the way, because I haven't spent as much time with you talking about Donald Trump, but this week there is some stuff that surfaced that I thought we ought to spend more time on. The special master that came at Trump's request to review the documents. This is a very, if you don't understand the law or understand how the jurisprudence system works, this is very unusual, especially since the idea came from Trump. People thought, well, he's the one who's being sort of examined, so how can he get a special master to review the documents that were seized at his own place? How does he have the start? I thought the government was after him, so how does he get the government to provide him with a special master? Pretty good question.
Well, the answer is he wields an enormous amount of power because of his following. Even though it may not be a majority to get him elected president again, it's evident the power that he has and the dedication of his followers so strong that, and he's a former president, that he gets away with a lot of stuff, and he is a an entity to be reckoned with.
For sure. Yep. Okay. The Queen, the British monarchy, number 7 this week on our countdown list. To see the line for the Queen's coffin? 14 hours you stand in line to see between now and the funeral, which is, I believe, on Monday. The weekend will be filled, and if you want to see the Queen's coffin, you'll be in line for the queue is 14 to 15 hours. The line is 6 miles long. Can you imagine?
No.
And the king, the new King Charles, and the siblings are all taking turns standing with the honor guard with their mother or their grandmother in the casket. It's quite a tribute, isn't it? I mean, when you get down to how people, the spectator sport that is watching the royal family.
Yeah. The UK is another place where they have a problem with democracy. England has a reputation for being the seat of democracy, one of the great powers for democracy. But they have a monarch who just died, who was never elected, who is technically this head of state, the successor, King Charles III, never elected, the new head of state. A recently installed prime minister who got there because of a vote of no confidence for the elected prime minister. So you have an unelected prime minister. The House of Lords is an institution completely unelected. Great Britain is being run on every level by unelected people. Mm-hmm. And yet it is the master of democracy. There you go. Back to our democracy conversation. Mm-hmm. They are really upside down in the UK right now. The turmoil there emotionally because of the death of the monarch, questions about the new one, the entire royal family and the position of the monarchy, coupled with what's going on with the inflation and the energy crisis that they face. England's a mess.
Yep. England sings. Remember that song by Roger?
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycle, 2x2, right. Westminster here. Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks on the little children.
Right. This is by the singer of the song that has sold almost 1 million copies in this country, Idiots Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Targets Magazine, also the lead singer of Gun Hill Road and Idiots. Maybe we should have a little of the Idiot song after we pause for a moment or two. First thing we need to think about in the pause is how you're going, how you're doing, how are things going with your weight loss program? Are you on a crash diet? Are you taking drugs or stimulants to lose weight? If so, maybe you'll lose a lot of weight quickly, but then you'll have your body to deal with. How are you going to repair it? How are you going to keep the weight off? How are your different molecules going to remain safe in your body? Well, the answer to that question is one word. It is a proper noun. The name of the product is Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is a weight loss formula used by many to keep the weight off because it's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. You take it every night before you go to sleep, and it does the work of having your body rebuild so that you will have the muscle that you had before and you'll have some of the lean tissue that keeps the weight in abeyance. Calotren is at toploss.com. That's their website. Go there. Buy the product. There's a payment plan, depending on how much you buy. Unlimited supplies available right now as part of the special anniversary deal. Calotren at toploss.com. Enter the code Doug for saving for the deal and for no shipping charges. That's Doug at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
All right, so Michael Harrison, the voice on this song, Idiots, got a couple of seconds. Selling well, Michael, right?
It's not selling for money. It's selling for downloads and free views on YouTube. Idiotsvideo.com. Thousands around the world are watching it. Nobody sells records anymore. You just give it away for free.
Well, but it's great. There's a message there. Oh, interesting, yeah. Entertaining, and a message. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
People are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, time for on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Charles Curry. Chucker is here, the man in charge of movie moments and movie news, entertaining movie theme from Miami Vice. So I'm going to guess that Miami Vice started on the air back in 1988. How's that for a year?
Very close. It was September 16th, 1984, Miami Vice first premiered. Okay. On NBC, Michael Mann brought something new to television. It really was, it was advertised as sort of a theatrical type look on television, became a big hit, made Don Johnson a household name. Philip Michael Thomas co-starred.
What did it happen to him?
Cubs.
Where'd he go?
He never had this career success that Don Johnson did. But, you know, here's what's interesting, Doug, about Don Johnson. Okay. He's a very good, I like Don Johnson a lot. And I think he's a really good television, star at Miami Vice. I think he was tremendously entertaining in that show, Nance Bridges. So he had two big TV hits.
Yeah, good show.
He's done theatrical roles and he's been good, you know, opposite like Kevin Costner and Tin Cop. He was good, and he did a movie called Harley Davidson, The Marlboro Man, obviously Mickey Rourke, which has sort of a cult following. But he was one of the, I'm just curious, he was one of the actors that was named about possibly playing John McClane in Die Hard in 88, made Bruce Willis a megastar, and he was born to play that role, Bruce Willis. But let's just say hypothetically, Don Johnson got that role. Would he have become a big movie star? I don't know, but that would have been interesting to see. But he's had a long career, and I like Don Johnson for sure.
Right. This week, Jean-Luc Godard, a New Wave director from France, died.
He
killed himself, committed suicide, was assisted because in France, you can have help if you want to commit suicide. If you've had enough,
right.
You just want to die, see you later. So what some of the films that he did, though,
I gotta look at his bio. I gotta look at his bio. I haven't looked before I went on the air.
So he worked a lot with Brigitte Bardot and some of the other people that were big French stars that became international.
How old was he?
91. 91.
Okay. What's your opinion on that? You think people have a right to do that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a very smart idea, frankly. I think that if you've had enough and you decide that you want to go, it shouldn't be anybody else's business if that's what you want to do. After all, why is it illegal? What are you going to do after somebody commits suicide? You've broken the law, so what are you...
Well, it would be the facilities, that are orchestrating euthanasia. I guess that's the that's the issue. Okay. I got a chance to watch this movie Moonfall on HBO Max, which played in theaters a few months ago. Roland Emmerich, director of Independence Day, pretty awful, like his last few films. Just a complete.
What's
mess.
It called?
Moonfall.
What's it about?
Halle Berry's in it. I can't even describe the plot.
It
has to do with the moon, and it was cheap CGI and a weak script. Good cast though, but. I just thought it was a complete and utter mess. One other thing, Tom Cruise was spotted paragliding for a stunt for Mission Impossible 8. I got a question for you. You think eventually you could do one stunt too many, too dangerous? Is something bad can happen here? He seems to be really pushing the boundaries.
No, I think he's smart. I think he's smart enough to know what he can do, what his body can do, what his mind can do. I think he's very well trained. He's very disciplined. And I think it shows it in the roles that he chooses, the parts he plays, the way he plays them. At this point in his career, Tom Cruise is playing Tom Cruise.
He is taking practical effects to a level that Hollywood has never seen. One other thing, they released a trailer yesterday to the Whitney Houston biopic, I Want to Dance with Somebody. This upcoming actress, Naomi Aki, her name is Naomi Aki, plays Whitney. And the trailer was effective to the point of they played all the music, but I didn't see a lot of hard-hitting stuff in the trailer. They say the movie does have that stuff, but I want to see in this movie how Bobby Brown destroyed her life. If they don't have that in it, like, there's no point in doing the film.
Right.
It's one of the
there are those people who say she destroyed his life. She started it. There are those people who say that she was the one.
Destroyed her life. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Anyway. Good stuff. When you get down to brass tacks of who influences who.
But that movie comes out in December. It should do very well.
Fablemans in November. What do you think about that? Fablemans, a movie coming out November 11th. Seth Rogen and Seth Rogen.
I didn't see the trailer to it. I did not see the trailer to it.
Supposed to be about Steven Spielberg's life. All right, we'll see.
Oh yeah, that one. It's 59. That looks really good.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.